for WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Tuesday, December 25th, 2018. Almost 80% of Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck. Nevertheless, the partial government shutdown, which began on Friday, continues through this Thursday. That's when the Senate reconvenes at 4 p.m. to work on legislation to end the shutdown. The White House wants money for the border wall included in any legislation to reopen the government. Meanwhile, according to the Times, more than 420,000 people will have to work without pay, and 380,000 will be furloughed, unable to return to work or receive pay until their departments are funded. New York City Mayor de Blasio says this is a sad moment for America.
In this city alone, there are almost 50,000 federal workers in New York City, not to mention all the many thousands of people whose jobs depend on the federal government being open. We're talking about ultimately tens of thousands of New Yorkers who literally are going to be going without a paycheck at the holidays, which is disgusting and insensitive and unkind. Right now, the president is obsessed with a border wall, over $5 billion that could be spent on the needs of Americans as opposed to his dream of shutting people out. We are blessed in this city to have managed our budget very prudently, to have substantial reserves, so we know we can weather a shutdown of a few weeks. We will be fully prepared here in this city for any eventuality. It's our job to protect and serve all New Yorkers. We will do that regardless of the mistakes made in Washington.
Across the country, some national parks are shut while others remain accessible with limited or no facilities. Today is a federal holiday, but by tomorrow, the effects of the shutdown are bound to be more deeply felt nationally. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and his counterpart in the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, are saying that Trump is under the sway of conservative Freedom Caucus House Republicans and right-wing talk show hosts. They say it's hard to see how he can come up with a solution that can pass both the House and the Senate and end the Trump shutdown. And they blasted the White House for saying different things about what Donald Trump would accept or not accept to end the shutdown, making it impossible, they say, to know where they stand at any given moment. Meanwhile, Donald Trump lashed out at the Federal Reserve. This spooked financial markets on Christmas Eve. The Dow Jones Industrial fell 653 points during a shortened trading day. This followed a tweet from Trump about the Feds. He tweeted, "The only problem our economy has is the Fed. They don't have a feel for the market. They don't understand necessary trade wars or strong dollars or even Democrat shutdowns over borders. The Fed is like a powerful golfer who can't score because he has no touch. He can't putt!" Exclamation point. After that tweet, the Dow continued on the path to its worst December since the Great Depression in 1931. According to noted economist Robert Reich, Trump doesn't want the public to think the stock market has tanked because of the government shutdown, because of his trade wars and the $1.9 trillion increase in the nation's debt caused by his tax cut for corporations and the wealthy. But these are major reasons for the market's drop, according to Reich. He says all modern economies depend on public confidence that politicians can't lower interest rates to serve their own purposes, such as getting short-term growth at the expense of long-term inflation and instability, which is exactly what Trump wants to do. Adding to the panic is Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who announced on Monday that he called on bank executives in order to ensure that markets are functioning properly, an intervention that Treasury secretaries typically make when there's an economic crisis. The bottom line, according to Reich, Trump's ego and his economic team's incompetence could tank the economy. On Monday, the S&P slid 66 points and the NASDAQ skidded 140 points. In other news, the tsunami that roared ashore in Indonesia killed more than 370 and injured over 1,000 people. It was particularly cruel. It hit on a busy holiday weekend when many people were enjoying the warm night breeze on the beach under a full moon. And unlike most big waves, which typically follow an earthquake's violent shaking, this was a stealth attack. There were no major ground convulsions, no sirens, no text messages. And finally, Pope Francis is urging Christians to forego the greed, hoarding, and materialism of Christmas and to focus instead on its message of simplicity, charity, and love. Francis celebrated a Christmas Eve Mass Monday night in St. Peter's Basilica. During his homily, the Pope lamented the meaning many people seek in possessions and an insatiable greed of the times, when a few dine luxuriantly while all too many go without the daily bread needed to survive. Mostly sunny today with temperatures varying from 30 to 40 degrees. This is listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI, broadcasting at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org.